Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting announcements from the Google Cloud Next keynote, all about AI. It's a whirlwind of innovation, from new TPUs to mind-blowing generative AI models. Buckle up.
Wow, a whirlwind is right. Where do we even begin with this AI explosion? That Rubik's Cube demo with Gemini 2.5 Pro was insane. Simulating something so complex, that's a real testament to its reasoning abilities, right?
Absolutely. And the fact that Gemini 2.5 Pro did it zero shot with no prior examples, that's the truly impressive part. Just a prompt and boom, working interactive code. Incredible. They also announced a faster, more cost-effective version, Gemini 2.5 Flash, giving users control over reasoning intensity and balancing performance with budget. Game changer.
Okay, so faster, cheaper, but what about collaboration? Any news on that front?
You bet. A new open-source agent development kit for building multi-agent systems. Plus, agent-to-agent interoperability using the Model Context Protocol, MCP. This means agents from different platforms, built with different frameworks, can actually work together seamlessly. Think of the possibilities.
So, like that Box demo, integrating data from Box and Google Cloud to generate a claim report? That was slick. Seeing agents collaborate in real time, pulling information from different sources, that's the future, right there.
Exactly. And the fact that Box is a launch partner and works so well with Gemini 2.5 Pro is huge. It makes harnessing the power of AI for document analysis incredibly easy. But wait, there's more. Imagine 3 for text-to-image generation with stunning detail. Chirp 3 for custom voice creation with just 10 seconds of input. That's like 11 Labs territory. And Leah for text to music. Google is hitting all the generative AI bases.
Hold on. Text to music? 30-second clips? That's interesting. But isn't video the real holy grail? Any progress on that front?
Oh, they didn't forget video. V2 can generate minutes of 4K video, watermarked with SynthID from a single image. Plus, you can give it directional cues, panning, zooming, even drone shots. And the in-painting feature to seamlessly remove unwanted elements? Mind blown.
I gotta admit, that live demo with the Eiffel Tower and the Vegas skyline was pretty impressive. The detail, the camera movements. But removing that stagehand with in-painting? That was pure magic, and slightly ruthless. Poor guy.
I know, right? But it showcases the power and precision of the technology. Google's really firing on all cylinders with Gemini, Imagine, Chirp, Leah, and V2. They seem to have taken the lead in the generative AI race, and they're not slowing down. It's an exciting time to be in this space. And that's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.